contention, the more you have to fill a hole. The further you are from contention, you just tend to take best available. And the Steelers are right in the middle. I mean, this is, I'm sorry, this was a mediocre team the last few years. They're not one player away, I don't think. So I still think they should take best available, which gets back to our discussion. If they have a tackle that's rated the best, when it comes up, they should take that. If they have a wideout that's rated the best, they should take that. And whatever they do, they shouldn't reach for a center or a defensive tackle or anything like that.
Well, you know, they've done really well in the draft historically, maybe not so much in the first round recently, but each of Pittsburgh's first five picks in the 2023 draft played.
Oh, they did great.
That was
Omar
a good draft.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah. And that was Omar Khan's first draft.
So we'll see again what he does this year. I'm really excited to see. But I'm to answer your question, Bob, I'm all about addressing need for the simple fact that they're not a dead-in-the-water team. They're not, to Dave's point, one player away. They're not two players away. But that division, you know, they're always in it. They're in the mix this year. You know, if they can fill some holes, I think they're going to be just fine.
Well, my big issue with going for need is that they're going to reach. I don't want to take the 30th ranked guy at 20. I want to take the best player available.
Yes.
As long as it's a position of need. And they have enough positions of need that they can find one.
I was going to say, they don't have to think too hard to find a position of need, despite what they said. And I know they were doing a little smoke screen, you know, the other day. But they're not nearly as well off as they were trying to portray it.
No, absolutely not. But it is, I'll tell you what, it is fun to be sitting here talking about it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the moral of the story for me is be flexible. We've seen the Steelers get themselves into positions where they've reached for guys. Devin Bush, they traded up for
him. Yeah,
that
was a mistake.
Kenny Pickett, of course, with the quarterback. they could have had a couple of better players there. But moving on here, here's a hypothetical for you. Do you take Brock Bowers if he's there at 20? It's not a position of need, but my goodness, he might be the best tight end to ever come out of college.
I don't know. You know, is he really the best tight end? I mean, if you think he is honestly a Hall of Fame caliber talent, then maybe. Maybe. But they have – I mean, is that really going to – is a two tight end set what you think you're going to win with? Because you still need that wideout. I just don't think they have that talent on the roster at wideout.
No.
I would. You know what I would do if that's where if he's sitting there at 20 and somebody in the low 20s wants to trade up, I would swap picks in a heartbeat right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually the only real situation I think that makes any sense. To take a tight end when you don't need a tight end and there's three glaring holes on this team,
yeah.
I just don't see it. And Bowers is a sensational talent. Everybody's saying it's just he's one of those guys that's going to make your team, you know, obviously instantly better. But the Steelers really don't need that right now. And they have – I mean, I realize Wilson's not – maybe not the long-term answer, but I got to believe he's better than Kenny Pickett.
Well, and they've invested in Fields, and, we'll see.
Well, and the other wrinkle to this draft is there's rumors going around that the Steelers could be looking at a wide receiver that's already in the league, maybe a Cortland Sutton. Brandon Ayuk's been out there.
Do you think they have the money for Ayuk?
Well, they actually just cleared up a bunch of cap space with Alex Highsmith's contract yesterday.
There we go.
That throws a little bit of smoke on the fire. I don't know. Could that happen? Would you guys be in favor of trading maybe a first or second rounder for an Ayuk?
Yes.
Probably. I mean, I was in favor of going for Jefferson if he was available. So, I mean.
That would cost a little bit.
I know.
More.
I agreed. And I don't think that's on the table. But, you know, bird in hand versus, you know. I'm always for the established talent. Ayuk is a known thing. So, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen either, though, Bob.
Summer's going to go ahead and draw a winner for our trivia here. Yep, poll a winner. Do they have the right answer
all right,
here? Let's see.
See if all they have the right
so
answer.
She pulled a – yep. Yep. All right. So
Palamalu.
The question was the Steelers traded up for the first time in team history in 2003, going from pick 27 all the way up to 16. Who did they take with that pick? Our winner is Randy Zartman, who
said
Troy Polamalu. That is correct. Troy is the correct
winner.
Answer. Randy is the winner of our first prize.
TLP, winning, baby. TLP.
Four tickets to the Altoona Curb. Well done, Randy. He gets that one right. Hey, I will say...
Zardy with the big
win. All right, yeah.
There we go. There we go.
He's a Packers fan, too. Come on up.
Come on, Zardy. Get up here.
All right, so we will have more trivia coming your way. We're going to take a quick break and grab maybe a drink and scarf down a wing. If you're in the area, stop by and join us. We'll ask our second trivia question when we come back, and we'll do our rolling mock draft. Our special draft night show from the Hitching Post continues on Connect FM, sponsored by Dr. Labraska, right after these messages. Welcome back to Under Review. We're live at the Hitching Post, and Dubois getting you ready for round one of the NFL draft that begins at 8 o'clock. It's not too late to come down. We got a good crowd coming in here, and it's time for our second trivia question, guys. This year's draft could set a record for the number of offensive players to go in the first round. What is the highest number of offensive players ever taken in the first round of an NFL draft? Now, again, I'm not giving you the
answer. We can't answer.
Write down
the highest number of offensive receiver players picked in the first round, okay? And then you can maybe win
a
prize.
Go find a trivia card.
And put it in the box, okay?
All right. Well, this question's a little harder in the first set.
Yeah, that is a harder question.
All right.
So if nobody gets it exactly, I mean, what happens?
Well, whoever comes closest will do that.
She's going to pull them all then or what?
That's going to take all right. All right, so in this segment, we're going to conduct a mock draft. The three of us, we're just going to roll through. Dave's going to have the first pick. D will get the second. I'll take the third. We'll just go through all 32 selections.
And we're going to be moving, folks, because we got to get through all these in two segments.
That's right. We can make the choice, talk about it real quick.
Real quick.
No trades, though.
No trades. This assumes no trades. So
all right, Dave,
I'm going to get rolling.
Kick it off with the easiest pick.
I think Caleb Williams to the Chicago. Everybody knows they're taking a quarterback, and I think he's the guy.
I'm going to say Marvin Harrison, second pick.
What? Whoa!
Yeah, just to mix it up a little bit.
If that happens, Arizona is going to lose their you-know-what.
I want to shake it up a little bit.
I'm just saying.
Shake it up. That's the way the draft works. I'm just going to shake it up a little bit.
That's insane, but okay.
So if I'm the Patriots here, I'm questioning, do you take the team-building approach first and then get the quarterback?
No, you got to take the quarterback.
You can't pass up Jaden Daniels, though, since D threw that in. So I'm taking Jaden Daniels for the Patriots. And by the way, this is going to screw up the whole draft.
Let's redo that then. Pick Jaden
Daniels. Go ahead. Number four.
You've already got – because I was sure there were three quarterbacks coming off and Harrison was going to them. So now – I'm going to go with neighbors from LSU. Arizona has to get a wide receiver.
Okay. I love this. We're mixing it up. You know what? Neighbors was
he's at number five here.
Yeah, I'm at number five.
Yeah, who's picking here?
That would be D for the Chargers.
Chargers. There we go.
Let's see. I will take, how about Charles Davis?
Charles Davis.
Yeah, Charles
Wait.
Davis.
Who's that?
I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong thing.
What are you looking at?
Romeo.
Odunze.
Yeah, Odunze.
You're taking the wide receiver.
My vision's
Charles
getting
Davis.
Screwed up.
He's
I
a,
mixed
yeah.
up. He's an analyst.
He's an analyst.
Yeah, sorry, Bob.
All right, number six, the Giants are up. And I was going to take a receiver for them. They're all gone. So I'm just going to take J.J. McCarthy here and give them their quarterback in the future. He will replace Daniel Jones.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I got to find it. Okay. Man, this is already really wacky compared to what I expected.
It's a little more chaotic than we thought.
It is.
All right, so the Titans are up.
The Titans are up, and I'm going to
get an offensive tackle.
I was looking at wideout or offensive tackle for them, and Fashanu is sitting there, so guess what? Fashanu.
That's a great pick. Wow, I love it.
As the first tackle off the board here.
I love it.
You're showing your homerism there.
No. Almost every list I've seen, he's been highly rated.
Well, not over Joe Walt, but that's okay. Hey,
well, that's
we'll
all right.
A wrinkle into it. All right.
You just never know.
Okay, so number eight's the Falcons.
The list you gave me has Fashanu ahead of all. You realize that?
They said this is the most guaranteed pick of the entire draft is Dallas Turner. So I'm picking him.
Okay, yeah, so that would be the first defensive player off the board. We got plenty of time here, so we can talk a little bit about these guys. Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. And all right, so that puts me back on the clock here with the Bears. They took Caleb Williams number one. What a luxury to have two top 10 picks.
Well, you know what they'll probably do, but what do you think?
Hey, do you want to take the offensive line and protect your quarterback? Do you want to go defense? They could build a great defense. I think they already have a top 10 defense. But I'm going to take the the best friend for a quarterback, yep. which is an offensive lineman. And Joe Alt sitting there, I cannot pass him up
yep.
since Dave reached on Fashanu.
All right, that's fine. But meanwhile, here I am, the Jets, who are so quarterback poor after, you know, your best buddy, Aaron Rodgers, who knows what will even happen with him this year, right? And so they're sitting there. They don't know what they're going to get. And boom, here's Drake May sitting there for them. And I think they take their quarterback of the future.
Wow, okay. There you go. Well, I don't think he'll last that long, but
I don't either. But if you're the Jets, how can you not make that pick?
Absolutely.
Well, Drake May. I thought Drake May would still be sitting there at 11.
Yeah, that would have been great for the Vikings.
Yeah. Well, because the Vikings need a quarterback, I'm taking J.J. McCarthy. Well,
he's gone.
Oh, he's gone already. Right. For goodness sake.
He's out of the green room.
Well, you're not even paying attention.
I was too busy. I got my kids here and everything else, guys.
There's a lot of chaos.
There's a whole lot of chaos here.
All right. So you got to get this right. My father-in-law is a Vikings fan.
Well, then how about a cornerback to screw it up?
Let me throw this into the equation. Michael Penix. A lot of people are saying Michael Penix is going to go earlier than people expect. And I will say that there's no better landing spot than the Vikings because they have the structure around. But
let's pick Penix then because they do need a quarterback. Yeah, so let's take Michael Penix.
All right.
I mean, his injury concerns, but he's a gamer. He got better as he got on in college, so you never know. And that would be a good landing spot for him in Minnesota as well.
All right, so that brings the Broncos to the table here. And I can say the Broncos need a lot. All the quarterbacks are gone, though. Bo Nix has been rumored to be a Sean Payton guy. I can't take him at 12, though.
No.
Problem is they don't have a second-round pick. So, conceivably, this
they
would
trade in real life, they would trade
this
back,
would be
I think.
A great place to trade back. And I will say that there was a rumor out there that the Steelers were talking to the Broncos about moving up. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. The rumor from Tony Pauline, who's a very good draft insider, said the Steelers are going to trade up, take Quinion Mitchell at that spot, a cornerback. I would be surprised if that's the case, but this guy broke the Deontay Johnson trade too. But I'm going to take Brock Bowers here. I just don't think that you can pass up that kind of a player at number 12 here.
Well, the thing I know Vegas is up here, but I have to call a little bit of a timeout on that.
Okay.
And let's talk about this because you're Denver. You might have the worst quarterback room in the league.
It's easily the worst. There's no question.
So if you're the GM, you're going to say, okay, I've got the worst quarterback situation in the league. I'm going to take a tight end.
Well, who's the best friend for a quarterback besides the line?
I don't know.
But I'll say
this. Man.
In real life, I don't see this happening.
I don't see this happening either.
I think Bo Nix would be their guy, but they can't take him.
All right. So Bowers is off the board. That brings me to Vegas. You know, Vegas has been talking about quarterback, but this draft really messed them up in that regard. They need a tackle, and just looking at this, they could take Fraga from Oregon State, but I'm going to go the other way. They do need a corner.
Okay.
Mitchell's still sitting there,
yeah.
So I'm going to take Mitchell.
Yep, that's a great pick right there. All right, so we're at number 14.
Picking at 14.
The Saints are up here.
Yep, Saints. Everybody's saying they need an offensive tackle. Again, I didn't have a pen here, by the way. That's why I'm not knowing who's did. Some of the kids took my pens, and I've been trying to.
Hey, I brought lots of pens. There's pens everywhere.
Yeah.
Come on.
So So how about J.C. Latham?
Oh, there you go.
And Latham, an offensive tackle.
Yes. That being their pick, if he's there. This team has been pegged as one to watch for offensive tackle. So that brings me up with the Colts. And, oh, man, the Colts, I think, need an offensive weapon of some sort here.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just go for Brian Thomas Jr., the receiver from LSU. A lot of people are saying there's a big three in this draft with wide receivers. But Brian Thomas, he might be close to that big three. So I think they're going to take him at that point.
And I was really – I'm telling you right now that I was really.
Oh, Lonnie, you have to get this right.
I know.
For Lonnie.
I know. We'll get to Lonnie in a minute.
Lonnie's
but
right there, watch.
But I'm gonna give spoiler alert. I'm hoping in real life that Thomas somehow gets to the Steelers. He's
really?
The guy
wow.
I want.
Okay.
But I think it's more likely that something like this happens and he's gone.
Yeah.
So now we've got Seattle. I looked at their stats. They were horrible against the run. They were so bad against the run. And they absolutely need some help on the defensive line. So
I'll tell you who I like on the defensive line after you make your pick.
Well, and I really there's a lot of different possibilities here. But When I look at Ward, I'm going to go with Byron Murphy from Texas.
And that's who I was going to tell you. I think he's a great pick.
The Jags had their eye on him too, apparently. So
he's kind of like dare I say an Aaron Donald light.
So we get the thumbs up. All right, hey, we got the thumbs up. All right,
Stairway West Coast, buddy. Stairway West Coast.
All right. So Summer's going to go ahead and draw for our trivia prize here because
we're cruising through the draft.
We're going much faster than I thought we could possibly go.
That's good.
Yeah. All right,
and I have it all caught up, which is good.
All right, who's Dan?
Stairway, baby.
All right. Who's Dan? We have a winner here. Somebody got
people have to put
right
their last
the
names
nose.
On.
We
will find out who Dan is.
All right. Let me repeat the question. This year's draft could set a record for the number of offensive players to go in the first round. What is the highest number of offensive players ever taken in the first round of the NFL draft? What did you guys put
I
down?
Guess 21.
Okay. I guess 20.
All right. Well, you were close. It was 19. Oh, and that
no.
was. No, there's been never more.
Hey, Dan Fatula with the win. Hey.
Most recent time was 19, right on the nose.
What's he get?
Four pirate tickets.
Next Sunday.
Sunday, May 5th against the Rockies. So Dan and his family are going to the Pirates game.
All so, right. Bob, we have a couple minutes, right?
Yeah.
Before we go in, because we're kind of at the halfway point, right?
Yes,
we're pick 17,
so
right?
Let's do a little bit of a recap since we have more time than we thought.
Yeah,
so first of all, I have to say that D screwed up the entire first round by taking Harrison second
overall.
That may
have been by design. I don't know.
I will bet you $10 that Washington does not do that.
They won't. Daniels. They'll take Jaden Daniels. But I thought it might be a little fun just to kind of throw a monkey wrench in it because it is amazing. The NFL draft, as we're all aware, nothing ever goes the way it's supposed to go.
The thing with Washington, though, they telegraphed what they were going to do when they got rid of their quarterback,
you're right.
And so.
Yeah, Howell wasn't doing it for. I mean, it's, you know, get out of here. That dude's a bum. I mean, but, you know, it would be interesting to see, but it's not going to happen. I was just having a little fun with you guys.
Well, and I'm telling you, if you had a live look, if that actually happened, I'm telling you, Arizona would go, because they're like, what do we do now? We were going to get Harrison.
Hey, look at that. Look at there. Terry and Arnold.
Yeah.
He's on TV.
That's it, buddy.
And I will say that I screwed up because I took J.J. McCarthy before Drake May.
Yeah, I was shocked how early you took McCarthy.
Well, and I didn't realize because D screwed it up. I figured May was already off the board. But all right, nonetheless.
Hey,
we'll get the second half of the draft better.
That's right. We're going to get it going. Don't you worry.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, fellas. We'll finish with picks 17 through 32 when we return. Our special draft night show from the Hitching Post continues on Connect FM right after these messages. Welcome back to our first live under review show. We're having a blast down here at the Hitching Post, getting you ready for round one of the NFL draft, which starts in about a half an hour. We got a good crowd here. We got some trivia going on. We got our third question. Now, I'm not showing you guys the answers again. In the 21st century, what university boasts the most first-round selections? Don't say it out loud.
I won't.
Just write it down on your paper. But which one holds the most in the 21st century? All right, we picked 1 through 16 in the previous segment. We're going to finish the draft, and this one we can slow down a little bit, maybe talk a little bit more about the picks. But I will say in the first half of the draft, we only had 3 defensive players going. I think this year could set a record.
Oh, I think it's definitely going to set the record. And I think you might see 4 or 5 in that top 16, but it's going to be offense heavy. Offense heavy.
All right. We left off with the Jaguars, which is D's pick. He's the GM here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Jaguars right now, they're not going to get anybody that's 6'3", 237 physique to die for. But they are going to be looking at Terry and Arnold. I think that's who they're going to pick. Cornerback from Alabama, 6 feet, 196. Again, not 6'3". 237 with a physique to die for.
I like that pick. So the Bengals are up here, and to me, it always feels like they need offensive line help, especially when Burrow's getting injured. Jonah Williams departed. He left on a $30 million contract. Latham would have been my guy. D already picked him. So I'm going to take the next best offensive tackle on the board, which is Talese Fuaga from Oregon State, who, by the way, would really look nice in a Steelers jersey.
Yeah. Right.
So we're at 19 here, which is the Rams.
Yeah.
And that goes to Dave.
Well, and I think the Rams, you know, when I'm drawing a blank. Aaron Donald, when he retired, that really opened up a big hole in the middle. They desperately need a defensive tackle. The problem is there just aren't that many that I think are worth a first round grade.
Byron Murphy would have been a guy.
Kiboshed my own team, but with another team,
Johnny Newton's a good pick too.
Well, I mean, that's possible. If they could do Newton, he's a big boy, but you know what? They also need wide out help. You know, Cooper Kupp is not young. Unfortunately, most of the good wideouts are gone too. So I'm gonna go with how do you pronounce that? Latu from UCLA.
Yeah, that's a great
edge rusher.
Right there. So, you know, he has some medical concerns, but I'll tell you what, he is a beast off the edge. So if he stays healthy,
they need the quarterback pressure with Donald gone. And at this point, it could go any which way, right?
But I like it. All right, so that gets us to the Steelers. And, hey, Stairway, who better to make this pick than D?
All right, hey, Stairway pick, baby. This is Stairway time. Listen, this is our lane. Stairway's going to do it this year. I'm telling you, they're going to be undefeated.
No!
I'm telling you, that this pick is going to put them over the top. I'm telling you, I got my Stairway captain hat on.
He does have the captain hat on. You have to see this, folks.
Yeah, my nephew was the one that actually thought this would be a good pick. My nephew, Big Dave. Big Graham Norton out of Duke, the center, I think.
Graham
Barton, excuse me.
Doesn't even know his name.
I know. I think that's who they're going to take. Going with Big Dave's pick.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, we'll talk more about that pick in the next segment here.
Where is he on this list, by the way?
He's down, which makes it a reach. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the Steelers, hey, man, their last couple first rounds, you know, maybe we're mixing up a little bit because they haven't done so well.
All right.
So now we go to the Dolphins here. I've got that pick. They have a lot of holes. They lost Xavier Howard. They lost Christian Wilkins. Their offensive line needs work. Barton would have been the pick for me if he was here. I could go with the next best center, which would be Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
I liked Latu Latu that Dave picked. He was going to be up there. I'll just go ahead and take the next best center, which would be bad news for the Steelers if they're hoping one drops. I'm going to take Jackson Powers Johnson here from Oregon.
Okay. Powers Johnson.
There he is. He's sitting down there at 34.
That means Dave is up here for the Eagles. We got an Eagles fan in here, Donnie.
Donnie. Hey,
Eagles,
Donnie.
Eagles, Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly, Donnie.
Okay.
He's got a Randall Cunningham jersey on.
I read a lot of analysis about the Eagles, and everybody is screaming that they need defensive help. I mean, they went out and got Barkley. They've got a good offensive line. They've got all kinds of weapons on offense. They have got to improve their back seven. They need a corner really bad. They need a linebacker. As I look at this, I see, there's Nate Wiggins sitting there, and I think they'll take him.
All right, that'd be a nice pick. Speedy player from Clemson.
Be a really nice pick. This is another really nice pick, I think. Vikings will be picking again. I'm taking Cooper DeJean for the Vikings. I got to watch him play. The guy was absolutely unbelievable. Difference maker. I think he's going to help that team a lot. And I think your father-in-law is going to be pretty happy too.
All right. I like Cooper DeJean. He's a guy that can play a lot of positions in the secondary there. So they need a dynamic defensive player. All right. So that gets us to the Cowboys here. The Cowboys, I feel like they need offensive line help. But you know Jerry Jones. He wants a splash player, right?
Who's left?
Well, I'll tell you who's the splashiest guy on the board. In my opinion, is at the wide receiver position, Xavier Worthy. He set the combine record with a 4.21 40-yard dash. I think they're gonna go for a splash here. I'm taking Xavier Worthy. He's from Texas.
Buddy, if that's not a Cowboys pick, I don't know what it is.
You know what? Another one of these workout warriors that doesn't work out in the end.
That's right.
You know, Jerry, you can have him.
That's right.
So, okay, you took Worthy. So now we're down to Green Bay. And, you know, when I did some research on Green Bay, I know their record wasn't great, but their underlying metrics, that was a really good team. They were top 10 in offense and defense. They're young on offense, really young. Good young quarterback, good young wideouts, good young running back. That's a team to watch. I mean, and so when I look at them, they need a safety. They need a linebacker, but that's the first team I wrote down best available after the safety. Now, I think they desperately need that safety. Whether or not they want to reach for a safety, I'm looking here. I don't see a safety.
Now, this is a weak safety class.
So I'm going to say that even though they need a safety, they'll either trade down in real life here, or they'll hope that their guy's there in the second round.
They don't need to trade down. They have 11 picks in this
draft.
Well,
there you go. Yeah. So they're not going to trade. Maybe they would burn some of those and trade up and get, some, you know, there aren't any safeties, but they could potentially get a different linebacker. But, oh, my goodness. Let me see
I'll
here.
I'll tell you what I like here just for your knowledge. So, corner, you were talking about corner. Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama would be a nice pick, I think. And the funny thing is, they love to take guys with weird names. Remember, Clinton Dix?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Now, is Kool-Aid hurt? They said he was.
Okay. Well, I think he was in the pre-draft process, but I'm sure.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, what's up with Jared Verse?
Nothing. He's a great player still on the board.
See, and here's where I go best available, right? So yeah. Even though they might not need an edge rusher, I'm going to give them an edge rusher in Verse.
You can never have enough edge rushers, right?
No, absolutely. And think what these guys are getting paid. You look at a guy like T.J. Watt and the difference these guys can make in games. It's unbelievable.
All right, you got the Buccaneers here at 26.
Buccaneers at 26.
He's doing his research over here as we speak, scrolling through his phone.
I sure am, looking, buddy. Hey,
I came. Can you believe I came prepared today? I did all kinds of research.
I'm very proud of you because you're not the biggest draft guy, but you're going to watch this draft tonight. And you're going to be like on the edge of your seat.
I am not going to watch this draft tonight.
I'm going to tell you what he's going to end up doing here in a couple of years when Pittsburgh gets it. He's going to be doing it. He's going to be in Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness. Only if I'm with you guys. You're the only ones who can talk me into that.
Well, let's do it. I'm going to go edge rusher again, Darius Robinson.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
Mizzou.
Yeah. I mean, a beast. I was just actually watching him a couple days ago. They had some highlight on him on First Take. The guy's unbelievable. So, this is a guy I think would really look good in Pittsburgh if Pittsburgh would need an edge rusher, which they don't. But I really like this pick. I think the Buccaneers are going to have a really good pick here. So.
All right. Well, that brings me to the Cardinals here.
Their second first rounder.
Yes. They ranked among – who'd they taken? Who'd we have them taken?
Well, I ended up taking –
Neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah.
Okay, so they went offense with their first pick. I think they need a defensive guy. Disruptive pass rusher would really be good. They were one of the worst in the league with pass rush last year. So you guys, I can't believe it. You Penn State guys left Chop Robinson
still
on the board here.
Still there.
I'm taking Chop Robinson. He's got all the athletic traits. Let's see if he can put it into production. They took Kalijah Kansi last year, too. It was similar. Had the athletic traits.
I almost took him with Green Bay, but, you know, Verse was rated higher. And Chop had some injury problems.
Yes.
You know, so. But, okay, that's a good pick, though, for Arizona, because I really do I my research said their front seven is where their problems are. Okay, Buffalo.
Oh, now this – by the way, before you make this pick, Buffalo is one of the teams that I am most excited to see what happens tonight. I could see them making, like, a Julio Jones-type trade, moving up to get a receiver.
Well, they desperately need a receiver. I mean, if you look at what Diggs did for them, I mean, he was far and away their leading wideout, and he's gone. So.
Yep. Gabe Davis is gone too.
They also, I think, have to replace both safeties, but I think it's wide out as number one with a bullet. I agree with you. They're a great opportunity to trade up, but since we're not playing those games, I look at my board and I see Ladd McConkey from Georgia.
A.D. Mitchell is there too.
Who's that?
Adonai Mitchell from
Texas. Well, you could go either way.
So do you want the route runner or do you want the guy who's a deep speed guy?
I'm going to go with McConkey.
Okay. McConkey is one of those guys that I really would love to see fall to the Steelers in round two. I think it's a pipe dream, but he's like a stud wide receiver that I'd love to see the Steelers end up with.
Well, that's why I think Buffalo, they need a safety blanket for him.
All right. So we're at 29 here. D, you got to get this right. Cause the Lions, I'm a closet Lions fan.
Well,
remember?
You know what? If they
take an offensive player, there's something wrong with
them. I actually am going to take Kool-Aid McKinstry. Because he's still available.
That's a good pick. He is.
I think right there, I think it's a great, great spot for him. And that's the type of guy in Detroit, I think everyone's going to love him out there.
Well, and they lost Cam Sutton. And
last year they took a running back early when they desperately needed defense. And
right.
I know he was a good running back, but come on, guys. You've got to shore up that defense.
All right, I got the Ravens. Everybody's
enjoy that.
Team. And I have to tell you, the Ravens always pick a player that the Steelers want. So I'm going to pick a guy that has been rumored to the Steelers for the last couple of months. I'm going to take Amarius Mims to be their offensive tackle and shore up that spot.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just kind of sniped my pick for San Francisco because they need an offensive tackle also.
Yep.
So you took Mims, right?
Yep.
Okay, so That gets me down to San Francisco, they need an offensive tackle, they need a corner, and then after that I have best available. Let's see here. Corner. How about most of the good tackles are gone. So
we miss one.
Who'd we miss?
Troy Fatanu. He hasn't gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I have him as interior.
He's listed as he's actually a tackle. He played tackle for Washington. Some say he's a little short, so he's like 6'3 and a quarter or something like that. Yeah. He might move inside.
Well, if he moves inside, that's not what they need. So I'm going to say maybe they'll hold off on that, and I'm going to take Abrams Drain from Missouri.
Mm, wow, that's
corner.
A reach. All right.
Well, I got the last pick.
32.
32 with the Chiefs and Adonai Mitchell. I actually think he's going to be amazing out there in Kansas City with a first ballot Hall of Famer throwing to him. So I don't think it's – if I was a guy like him getting taken to the Chiefs, I'd be thrilled.
All right, so that wraps up our first round. Crazy first round there. We have our winner of the trivia question here, which I asked in the 21st century, which university had the most first round picks? So what did you guys write down?
Roll Tide.
Bama.
All right. Well, you both are correct. Here, D, you can read the winner of
that. And the winner for this is Donnie Seifert.
Donnie Seifert
with the big win.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Donnie wins. What do we have? $25 gift card to the Hitching Post, which you can use tonight while we're here.
And Donnie, there you go, buddy. Good job.
Right. We could have given him the Imagine Wrestling tickets.
Well,
I think
he can get in. He runs his show.
All right. So when we return, we're going to talk about who we think the Steelers are going to pick in the draft tonight. The hour's flying right by, but we got one more segment. We'll make our final predictions right after this. We're back on Under Review live from the Hitching Post, and we'd like to remind you that you can watch the draft right here at the Hitching Post. The kitchen will be open till midnight. Like to send a special shout out again to our new sponsor, Dr. Algie Labraska. Thank you so much for sponsoring. And D wants to get a couple of young guys, a few young people on the air here.
Yep.
So go ahead, D.
We've had a lot of interest here right beside me wanting to get on the air. So I want to get some of these. I want to get some of these little kiddos on the air because they've been patiently waiting to just say hello. So you guys say your name and whatever else you want to say.
Hi, my name is Darren. Let's go Steelers.
Hi, my name's David, and Steelers are the greatest team of all time.
My name's Carson, and the Steelers are the greatest of all time.
He's wearing a Chiefs jersey.
I think Mims is going to be the Steelers pick.
Okay.
All right, Bryce, and last but not least, my angel daughter.
My name is Charlotte, and let's go Steelers.
All right.
Hey, good job.
Before we ask tonight's trivia question, we'd like everyone to go on our Facebook page at Under Review Sports Talk and vote in our poll. Who will the Steelers take in the first round of the draft tonight? All right, our final trivia question. What is the record for the number of quarterbacks selected in the first round of the NFL draft? Give me the number of quarterbacks taken in that draft. Okay, so how many quarterbacks is the record in the first round of an NFL draft?
I don't know this answer, but that's my guess.
Okay, all right. Dave has his guess down. All right, very good. All right, I'll give you the answer to that here at the end of the segment. It's the moment of truth, guys. We've been waiting all show here talking a lot about other teams, but who do you think the Steelers are going to take tonight? And I will say last year, D, you weren't on our show when we predicted this.
No, I was not.
But Dave and I both kind of got this right.
Yeah, we both did, actually.
He took Joey Porter Jr. I took Broderick Jones.
Well, remember,
they're both Steelers
that's
picks.
Right. Some people projected Joey Porter to be a fourth round at best pick, which that was completely wrong. So there were people
out there.
Yeah, there were people that projected that.
Whoever did that must have taken Marvin Harrison at number two in the draft.
Absolutely. It's going to be hard to live that down.
Let's let D kick it off here.
Yeah.
D, who do you want to take here for the Steelers?
I like Barton. I do. Honestly, a lot of the local guys, they're saying on Twitter that he's just made quite an impression on the organization. Everything he's been saying has been the right things. So we'll see. They just talked about him on The Fan yesterday, saying that they're pretty sure that's who they're going to take.
Well, Jerry Dulac has been beating that drum. And apparently some people in the organization say he is a generational type talent. I know Dave over here does not agree with.
Well, I don't know. I do not scout enough to know whether he's a generational center.
Right.
But there just aren't that many generational centers. So
they've done well.
If anybody's going to get one, it's a Steelers.
Yeah, I'll give you that. But I can't go away from my thought that they need a wideout. And I said in our mock that if Thomas falls to them, I think they'll take him. I don't know if the real draft goes like our draft did, the wideouts are going to go right away. And I think that very well may happen, by the way. I don't think, other than his craziness at number two, I thought our first 16 weren't that far off.
No,
so it's
funny. The first 16 that we picked based upon the mock drafts of all of the experts, Shea, Kuiper, Peter King, guys like that, ours were really similar. Now, that could be not the best thing in the world because those guys are really wrong a lot of the times. I mean, Mel Kuiper last year got one right in the first round. Peter King got two right in the first round. So
it takes is one team going rogue like Detroit last year, and it throws everything off.
Right.
But and I will say this. I didn't look at anybody else's mock draft because I didn't want to get any bias.
What's amazing, too, like I said, is the variability, but also how many versions of the mock drafts they do based upon all the information that comes out between the combine and now.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave, we'll let you go with your – or do you need a minute?
Well, I said Thomas.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. Yeah. You did. Brian Thomas Jr., sorry. So you're going with the receiver. So, D, I've been racking my brain all day here on who to take, and I think it's going to come down to two players for the Steelers, barring somebody unpredictable falling down the board like a J.C. Latham or a Fulwaga, I think. But I think it's going to come down to a decision between an offensive tackle and a center. So Amarius Mims, he is from Georgia. He would give the Steelers two bookend tackles. Mims,
they're really going
heavy
on Georgia if they do that.
Wow. Georgia North.
Just take their whole line.
That's right.
Well, and then you could move Jones over to left tackle. You really want to see another year of what's his name? Dan Moore.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then Barton's there too. And my worry is if they don't take the center in round one, they might not get one. Okay, there's three really good centers in this draft. So if they don't take a center in round one, can they move up in round two and maybe get a Zach Frazier from West Virginia? If that's the case, I would love it. But then you're neglecting the receiver spot.
Got to get a receiver.
They are really in a dilemma here. I'm going to go with Mims.
All right.
Okay?
I think that's probably the most likely pick, actually.
Well, I don't know about that, but here's the problem with Mims. He's only started 8 games in college.
Oh,
but
I hate that.
If he would have started more games, he would be probably a top 10 pick. He has that kind of potential.
But that means he's not going to be ready right out of the box either.
But that's the old case of do you take the need or do you take the best player?
If they think they're close, I mean, I don't know.
It could be the mileage argument too. You know, he's got a lot of tread on the tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I'm taking Mims. I would love those Georgia bookends. All right, so let me just tell you real quick, and D, if you want to start pulling some questions from the box, we'll start.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Okay, awesome.
Let me go ahead and share with you guys who the locals took, some of the guys who are guests on our show. Ray Fittipaldo had them taking Troy Fatano from Washington. Alex Kazora has them taking Graham Barton from Duke. Brian Batko has them taking Amarius Mims. And Jerry Dulac, he makes it sound certain they're taking Graham Barton. So those are who.
Well, they all seem in on offensive line. If they end up taking a wideout, I'm going to feel pretty good, even if it's not the wideout I picked.
Well, let's put it this way. The sweet spot for the wideouts for the Steelers has been the second round.
Yeah, but I think they want to change it up because they what they've done is taken a lot of questionable character, high talent wideouts, and I think they're tired of that. I think they've had so many bad – they've been burned by that.
All right.
Well, we got one question.
My
brother wrote it on a trivia page, but it is a question. He wrote, "Hey, under review, what does the con artist have up his sleeve for the NFL draft tonight?"
Well, what do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you what. Based on what he did last year, he's got something up his sleeve. A lot of people are saying they'll make a trade. I'm not one of those people. I think they're just going to stay put. To your point, Bob, if they make a trade and they give up that second round, they're not going to get that type of receiver. I look for them to get a receiver in the second round, and again, I've said it, the center in the first round.
I honestly think that is the most likely route that's going to happen.
But here's what they might do. If they really want Barton, they could probably get Barton if they trade back into the top of the second round.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
So they could trade back, but that would be first. A risk.
Yeah.
I just think they're going to stay put. I, you know, they made the moves before. They're not going to do this every year. I don't think that's – even though it's a new GM, it's a new regime, I don't think you're going to see this kind of wheeling and dealing every single year.
All right, well, we didn't get too many draft-related questions here.
We got a lot of baseball questions and hockey questions.
I'll ask you guys a question. Is it more likely the Steelers – trade up or trade down?
I'm going to say trade down.
Okay.
Just based on what I just said.
Just acquire more picks.
Yeah, look, I don't think they trade up at all. I really don't think they're going to have to trade up to get one of those top three centers. To me, I truly think that's what they're going after. So I don't think that they're going to have to do anything to get one of those three guys.
All right. Let me answer the trivia question. This was our last trivia question here. What is the record for the number of quarterbacks selected in the first round in the NFL draft? You guys have, Dave, you have.
I said 8, which was too many, I think.
I said 9. That might be too many, too.
All right, the answer was 6, and we have Bruce Hartsfeld, who is the winner of that prize. He's going to win the Imagine Wrestling tickets.
Thank you, by the way. Hey, Donnie Seifert, we want to thank you for always being a supporter of Under Review. Also, guys, if you've never been to an Imagine Wrestling show, get your butts down to Reynoldsville, and they're out of Altoona as well. They put on an incredible show, really family-friendly. They do a really nice job. And, again, thank you to all of our sponsors, Napoli's Pizza. We want to thank the Hitching Post again. We want to thank Dr. Labraska for now being one of our title sponsors. Who else? The Pirates and the Curve as well. Connect FM and Sunny 106.
Yeah. And you can find out more about Labraska Plastic Surgery online at drlabraska.com. Well, we didn't get too many draft questions. None of these are draft questions. Jeff Smith asked who do we think they're going to take in the first round? We all made our predictions there. So, hey, I just got to say, guys, this was a ton of fun here. A little confusing.
Yeah, it was
our first time
at
a live remote. I think we had a blast.
Yeah, I'd give us probably an A-. There's a couple of things we could do better. But if we do this again, it's going to be even better. And I think this has shown we can do it, and I want to do this again. Maybe we could, do something for, Steelers' first game or – maybe even something with the Penguins or I'd love to do one for the Cup Finals, but nobody here, I guess, is probably going to care when Edmonton is in the Cup Final.
that's true. No, but this has been absolutely great. I mean, for people listening right now, there's a huge crowd here in the Hitching Post. Everybody's having a really good time. Robin Harmick and her staff have been completely phenomenal as far as being hosts to everyone here, including us. So, if we have this next year, don't miss out. It's been a really fun night.
And I forgot to say the answer was, did I say 6?
6.
Okay.
Six
is that was the 1983 draft. John Elway was taken number 1 in that draft. Couple other notables. Jim Kelly was taken in that draft. And your favorite.
Dan Marino. Who the Steelers should have taken. But no, they had Cliff Stout. They were set.
That's right.
How'd that work out?
This is actually a trivia question I saw today. There's only 3 teams that have never picked number 1.
Oh, nice. Okay. I know the Steelers have picked number 1.
Yeah.
They got Bradshaw.
And Green.
Sure.
So the 3 teams are running out of time. 3 teams are the Seahawks, the Broncos, and the Ravens. The 3 teams that have never had the number 1 pick.
All right. Very good. All right. We're not quite ready to get lost here yet. But what do you guys have? Any closing thoughts here?
I don't know. Listen, this has just been a lot of fun. I know I just said that a second ago, but this is way more fun than what I thought it would be. The crowd is... No, because I thought, really, I wasn't sure about the turnout. This place is packed.
Yeah, and let me give a shout-out, too, to Marty in the studio. Marty, thank you so much for keeping us on
air. Marty.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and thank you to the Hitching Post and for Connect for letting us do this. I do want to say this about the draft. It seems pretty obvious to me all kinds of records are going to fall for the number of offensive players taken.
Yes.
I mean, when I look at this board, I can't get away from it. It is such an offensive-heavy draft. And if you need safety help or inside linebacker help, oh, boy. I mean, it's just not a good draft for that.
And I'd like to remind you guys that we are on air Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you enjoyed this show, please tune in. We also have a podcast available on Thursdays. It is time to hashtag get lost. And D, this is your special.
Hey, I love hashtag get lost. This segment is always near and dear to my heart. So hashtag get lost. Nobody bringing me any beer while this was going on. I've been empty here for quite some time.
And your brother's right there.
Yeah. Baba Booey. We're getting some Baba Booeys. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Nobody brought me beer. So hashtag get
lost. Your whole family's here. Nobody brought you beer.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm going to say hashtag get lost to Bob Anderson for recommending that we don't do get lost tonight.
Oh,
That can get lost. We do. Get lost is a staple.
Well, I hope you have something lost, more than that if you want to do a hashtag get lost. All right. Hashtag get lost to endless mock drafts. It's time for the real thing, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
And hashtag get lost to spoiling draft picks before they're announced on live TV. I'm going to be staying off Twitter tonight because I don't want to know before the
committee. And one last thing I got to say, because I'm the umpire around here. I've had enough of Angel Hernandez. Hashtag get lost to that guy. He has been so bad this year.
Oh, his strike zone is absolutely ridiculous. One of my favorite things is finding out on Twitter about how bad his calls were. It's Christmas Day for Bob Anderson. He's getting ready. He's foaming at the mouth here. I'm telling you, I've never seen him so excited as long as I've known him. The NFL draft is next.
All right, for Dave Glass and Dave Herzing, I'm Bob Anderson. You can keep your station right here for Infinity Sports coverage of the 2024 NFL draft. We'll catch you next week on Under Review.